I'm reading now verses 13 and 14 in my translation, which I do not recommend. And I saw coming out of the mouth of the dragon and out of the mouth of the wild beast, out of the mouth of the false prophet, as it were frogs, for they are spirits of demons working signs which go forth upon the kings of the whole inhabited earth to gather them together to the war, not the battle, to the war of the great day of God, the Almighty. Now this is, if you please, this is Armageddon and so-called, because when we get over to verse 15 and 16, and I just well read that now, behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that watcheth and keepeth his garments, lest he walk naked. They see his shame. And he gathered them together in a place which is called in Hebrew, Harmageddon. All right? Between the sixth and seventh bowl of wrath here is this interlude. And that's been the program that John has followed. My, the book of Revelation divides itself, you see, if you pay attention to the divisions. Now, the seven performers being the one exception, of course, and they had to bring in the interlude. It was there at the end. Now, this brings us to Armageddon, which is not a single battle, but a war called Armageddon. It's triggered, I believe, by the coming of Russia down from the north sometime around the middle of the tribulation period. The campaign extends the length of Palestine to the Valley of Jehoshaphat and the mountains of Edom. It will continue for approximately 3.5 years. It will be concluded by the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ from heaven to establish his kingdom. The Son of Righteousness will rise with healing in his wings then. Now we are introduced here to the Trinity of Hell. Satan, Antichrist, and the false prophet. They act in unison in forcing the nations of the world to march against Israel in an attempt to destroy God's purposes on this earth. You see that God had promised Abraham and those after him, he gave certain promises. He made certain covenants with these people. And those covenants are going to stand just like John 3:16 stands for us today. Now, I want to say this, and I want to say it carefully and kindly. And it's this, that there is a system of theology today that passes as conservative. And it takes the position that God is through with the nation Israel. All of those covenants, they are negated. All of those covenants are canceled out. God doesn't intend to make good on them at all. God is through with Israel. And all of those promises are taken, and there are literally hundreds of them in the Old Testament, and they're spiritualized. And arbitrarily they do this with no scriptural grounds for it whatsoever. Now, Origen, in the early church, one of the few that was way out in left field of the church fathers, he was one of the very few, came from North Africa, and he started this method of spiritualizing instead of literalizing Scripture. And we need to remember that we're dealing with that which is literal. And this is the purpose of Satan, friends, to destroy God's covenants with Israel and not make them good. And that's the reason he moves in here, bringing the whole world against this little nation. And that's what will happen in the Great Tribulation period. And may I say this now very carefully. I believe that this viewpoint, although right now accepted by a great many, will, as eschatology, the study of prophecies, develop, will become a heresy in the church. You mark my words on that. I may not be around to see it, but just remember, McGee said that way ahead of time. And I believe that. Now we've come here to Armageddon. This is a tremendous scene, as we have seen. And I want to just say a word about several things here. It speaks of the frogs. Well, are they literal or not? Well, they were literal in Egypt, and they could be here, but I'm willing to accept them as a symbol. And they say, wait a minute, I thought you didn't accept anything, a symbol, unless it is said it is, or you have reason to believe. Well, it says, as it were frogs. Doesn't say they're frogs, as it were. And I think John's always very careful to give us an accurate picture of it, you see. And I think a very definite and dramatic picture has been given to us in a very vivid manner by Dr. Seiss. He says they're spirits, they're unclean spirits, they're demon spirits. They're sent forth into activity by the dragon trinity. They are the elect angels to awaken the world to the attempt to abolish God from the earth. They are frog-like in that they come forth out of the pestiferous quagmires of the universe, do their work amid the nations with their noisy demonstrations till they set all the kings and armies of the whole earth in enthusiastic commotion for the final crushing out of the Lamb and all his powers. May I say to you that we've seen today that the news media can become a propaganda agent to carry out the purpose of men that are in the background. They can just brainwash us, brainwash the public. And that's exactly what this trinity of evil are going to do. They'll have the nations of the world marching against Israel. Now, the Lord Jesus is the only one who can stop this. Their help does not come from the north or the south or the east or west. That's where their trouble's coming from. Their Lord comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth.